volunteer, rid a pest. No bug will survive. Call 698-7205.
Good Saturday morning. You are listening to Mix 104.1, and we have a brand new show that is starting this morning right here on Mix 104.1. It's called the Handyman Hotline Home Fix-It Show, and it is presented by your friends at Volunteer Rid-A-Pest, and, of course, the Handyman Hotline, and our friend Eric Gardner is your host. I'm just here. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good, and Eric, it's that time of year. A lot of people are thinking about their homes, and so let's talk about this new program and what your goals are and what you're hoping to accomplish in this new weekly show.
Well, what we like to do is just give the listeners information about things that they can do to better maintain their home if they have anything that they're incapable of doing. They don't have the proper tools or the know-how, or they just don't want to do it. Then they can give us a call. We can help them out with it.
All right. Well, we are right now. We're going to talk about. I want to talk about, first of all, the Handyman Hotline, because this is a newer venture, Eric, of your company and what you're doing. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, years ago, I was a licensed contractor and was building houses. And to build a house, you hire a subcontractor. You know, you hire your foundation guys, you hire your carpenters, you hire your sheetrock hangers. And so I had contacts with all those guys. Well, in the pest control business, we've got a lot of customers, and they're all the time asking us, do you know somebody that can fix my door? You know somebody that can fix the hole in the sheetrock the kids kicked in it the other day? And I'm like, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. And I know all these guys. Well, here's a dirty little secret of the construction industry.
Here, I'm ready.
A lot of these guys are in business for themselves because they can't hold a job down anywhere else.
Yeah.
Because they can't pass a drug screening. And that is rampant in the construction industry. Well, what I do, I screen these guys for you. You don't have to. So if I hire them to work for Handyman Hotline, they have to pass a strict, stringent background check. They have to pass drug screenings before I hire them and ongoing. They're just random. I'll call them in when, hey, I need another drug screening. And that way we make sure they're good guys. And also check their work to make sure they know what they're doing. So we're not going to send somebody out to your house that is learning on your house.
Yeah.
You want somebody that knows what they're doing. And then if you're not happy, you don't pay until you are. You let me know, and if I have to get involved, I will. I'll get somebody else out there. We'll make it right before you pay.
That's always been your philosophy, not just with the Handyman Hotline, but also with Volunteer Rid-A-Pest.
That's the way we do it. You know, we take the risk out of doing business with us. You know, there's so many companies that you pay them, they do the job, whatever it may be. If you're not happy, then you have to argue with them. Well, with us, if you're not happy, we're going to make you happy, and if you're still not, we can't make you happy, we'll give you money back. So
wow.
We take all the risk, and our customers take none.
Well, let's go ahead while people are listening, Eric, and get your contact information out there. Obviously, here we are in the month of April. We're going to talk about that. We've got several questions that have come into us, and so we are but let's go ahead and get that number out there.
Okay, our number is 698-7205. Our website is www.volpest.com.
All right. Tell you what, we're going to take a break right here. And when we come back, I want to talk with Eric about the history of Volunteer Rid-A-Pest, the history of his business. They've been here a long time. We'll come back in 1 minute. But first this from Volunteer Rid-A-Pest on this, the inaugural Handyman Hotline Home Fix-It Show with Eric Gardner.
Hey, this is Eric Gardner with Volunteer Rid-A-Pest right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We've been serving the greater Chattanooga area since 1970, and in those 49 years of doing business, we have developed the most effective treatment strategies in the industry. We're so confident in what we do, we offer a 5-year, 100% money-back guarantee on all termite treatments. That's right, for 5 full years, if you find a termite in your home, we'll come back and retreat the entire home for free, refund 100% of your money, and pay you an additional $250 for your time and trouble. Nobody else in Chattanooga does that, so if you want a termite free home, call us today at 698-7205. That's Volunteer Rid-A-Pest, the pest authority in Chattanooga. Call 698-7205 or Google Volunteer Rid-A-Pest.
Google Volunteer Rid-A-Pest. No bug will survive. Call 698-7205.
let's talk about the history. You know, we hear about Volunteer Redapest all the time. Let's talk about the history of that.
Well, the history, I'm going to go back to 1960. My dad was just out of the military, and he needed a job. That's how most people just decide their career. You know, who's hiring when I need a job? Well, that was kind of my dad. He wanted a job, and he wanted to start his own business. My dad was born into poverty in the mountains of northeastern Tennessee. And the first place he ever lived that had running water was when he got drafted into the military.
Whoa.
The barracks were a step up.
Whoa.
So he knew that the way out of poverty was to have a business of his own. So, backtrack. He was needing a job, and the Orkin, Termite and Pest Control Company, was hiring. And so they hired him as a salesman. He had never sold anything before, but he had a wife and a young son, my older brother, and he needed a job. So he took it. So over the next 10 years, he developed in the business, became a manager, became a supervisor. And in 1969, he was the manager of the year for the entire company.
Whoa.
He was managing the Oak Ridge office. And so out of the entire company, he was the manager of the year. So they gave him a promotion. They wanted him to go manage the Memphis office, which was a whole lot bigger, for the same money.
Oh, yeah, big promotion.
How nice of him.
Yeah.
And so he said, no, I don't really want to do that. By that time, I was born. He said, I've got two young sons. I don't really want to move them around. We're happy where we are. You know, I don't really want to go. They said, well, you don't understand. Your job is in Memphis. You either go to Memphis or you just go. And that was the kick he needed, and he started Volunteer Redapest. So the reason he chose Cleveland, he used to be the assistant manager in Chattanooga. And when he would get assigned to go to Cleveland to quote a job or whatever, he just liked the town. He liked the layout of the town. He liked the mountains. He just, you know, kind of fell in love with Cleveland. And there was one other thing. They only had one other pest control company in town.
Really?
So not much competition. And so that's why he chose Cleveland. So in 1970, we were in Oak Ridge. We packed up, moved to Cleveland. My dad and mom bought a house. Now, that's what you always do when you start a business.
Yeah.
First thing you do is buy a house.
Buy a house, yeah.
I asked him later, I said, Dad, why in the world, starting a business, would you buy a house? He said, well, we needed a place to live, and I had no intention of failing.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, he built the business up, and, you know, here we are today, 49 years later.
You know, Eric, we're joined, of course, Eric Gardner, your host of the Handyman Hotline Home Fix-It Show. I say hotline, I want to say heartline, but anyway, it sounds better. Here on Mix 104.1, our new Saturday morning programming for your home. And I want to ask you a question. You and I were having lunch the other day, and I heard somebody ask you this. Volunteer Redapest. Why volunteer?
Well, the reason to volunteer. My dad had a partner named Ed Tipton when they first started the business. And Ed was a huge UT fan.
Okay.
And he lived up in the Telico Plains area. And he loved the Tennessee Volunteers. And so he said, Billy, let's name it Volunteer. And Dad said, okay. So there you go.
That's pretty agreeable.
That's where the volunteer came from.
That doesn't mean you do it for free.
No. And some people think we do. And I say almost, but not quite. But it actually started as Volunteer Exterminating Company.
Oh.
But through the years, we changed it to Volunteer Redapest. And here we are today.
Why the change? Why from exterminating to Redapest?
We wanted to move into the Chattanooga market, and there was already another volunteer there, and so we changed the name. We operated as Redapest there until that company eventually saw the wisdom and moved out of the area. So.
There you go. Of course, Eric Gardner, and we are starting something brand new on Saturday mornings. You can tune in right here on Mix 104.1 at 9 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about the inside and outside of your home. This is obviously the first broadcast, so we're establishing if you're new to the community, or maybe you've never heard the story about Volunteer Redapest or Handyman Hotline, we wanted to establish that history and then get into some of your questions as well. How has it changed, Eric, as far as what you do over the years?
Oh, it's changed a lot. The pesticides that we used years ago were very long lasting. They could be very dangerous. They had a very strong odor, and it was a much more hazardous business at that time for all involved. Nowadays, things are much more environmentally friendly. They're much safer, And there are still some products out there that can be pretty mean, but I research everything carefully before I allow my guys to use it. Number one, because they're exposed to it every day, and I want something safe for my employees. Also, even more importantly, I want something that's safe for my clients. I don't want going into their house with something that could be dangerous. So we want it to be effective, but very safely applied so that there's, you know, our customers aren't going to have any exposure to it, and our employees are going to have very limited exposure to it, and it's going to do the job, solve the problem.
Let me go back for a moment back to your family, and let's talk about, of course, your father is no longer with us, sadly, but your mother still right there, huh?
Yeah, she is large and in charge. Well, she's not all that large.
She is going to kill you, Eric.
She is in charge. I have two brothers, and we are all well over 200 pounds, and Mom's still in charge.
There you go.
So there you go.
There you go.
That tells the story. We never got away with anything with Mom, and she still operates the business for us. You know, she's our chief bookkeeper and keeps everybody in line, and all the guys are very respectful of Miss Carolyn. They don't want to cross her.
Carolyn Gardner.
That's her.
How's she doing? Doing good?
Yeah, she's doing good. Doing great. She's 84 years young and going strong.
She's going to get you. Mother's Day right around the corner.
Yeah, so, you don't have to remind me.
No, she's probably already done that. We're joined by Eric Gardner. I want to hit one more topic here about Volunteer Redapest before we get to your questions, and we've already had some questions coming in. Folks excited about this new show, Saturday mornings at 9, the Handyman Hotline Home Fix-It Show right here on Mix 104.1 and Talk 101.3 The Buzz. Eric, you are so big on local and the community, and that's actually how I met you several years ago when we first bought the stations. Tell me what that means to you.
Well, it's very important, I think, to do business with other locally owned businesses. Being one myself, I may see it a little more strongly than most, but here's the thing. If you've got $100 and you got 10 people, and you divide it up, and each one spends that $100 outside of that group, that money's gone. But if you spend it with each other, that money stays in the group and circulates between. Then if people from outside the group spend money, it comes into the group, and the community just gets stronger. If you'll see, the strongest communities have people who spend the money locally, and it doesn't leave the community. So that's why it's so important, because we do business with Mermaid Mattress. You know, we do business with Cook's Food Store. These are all local companies that they do business with me, and by golly, I do business with them, and we help each other.
And we're really seeing, it seems like, especially since a recession of about 11, 12 years ago now, it's become even more important. I think more people realize that.
I think so. I think people are starting to understand the importance of it. You have large multinational corporations. Do business with them, and guess what? Those dollars leave town and they don't come back. But if you do business with a local company, the dollars stay here. And we all pay taxes, you know, property taxes to support our schools, roads, and bridges. You know, you do business with an out-of-town company, you're supporting their schools, roads, and bridges.
That's exactly right. Let's get the contact information out once again, Eric.
698-7205.
Google Volunteer.